Good morning. Hope you all slept well. There's a little sheet here. It just says homage to wisdom. It's one of the ones you should have. And so that mantra that we say when we do the prostrations is what's right under that, because that's what it is. It's a homage to wisdom. So if you don't know it. And then all we'll do this morning is this refuge prayer, and we'll chant that in English. So we'll do that, and then maybe a few Buddha Shakyamuni mantras, which is down below, and then in the end we'll do the dedication, because there's not a lot of time. So first we just find ourselves here in this room. Feel our bodies. Feel our breath breathing in these bodies. Feeling the legs, and the hips on the cushion. Being aware of the breath going in, filling up the body, and feeling a sense of relaxation and gratitude about our lives and the good fortunes that we have. And feeling around us our father and mother and brothers and sisters and all our family members and all our friends and all our enemies and all beings that we know, and spreading out through all beings throughout infinite space. And taking a moment to recognize the plight of being in samsara, of constantly looking for what you want and not being able to get it, or if you get it, it doesn't last as long as you'd like it to. But more importantly, it's just having this mind that's constantly grasping at something, unable to rest, and it's just in its place unless we create special circumstances. And this body that gets sick and dies and taking rebirth over and over again. Just thinking about the plight of most humans and animals and beings we can't see, and developing this wish that we could do. I mean, I think everyone here, I've already heard, you're nurses and care workers and teachers, and we're all people. No matter what we did, we're all caring people. We've come to the conclusion that the best way to really help people is to get them out of having these 5 contaminated aggregates controlled by delusion and karma. And having met with the Buddha Dharma, having met with precious teachers, we spontaneously wish to preserve these teachings and to practice for that reason, and also ultimately to become like Buddha, to become like His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And for that we need to take refuge and follow the path, and in this particular case, and nourish ourselves so that we can practice properly and not waste our time. So for all of this, we always start with taking refuge. And that means turning our minds away from the affairs of this life that only lead to more affairs of this life. Like leads to like. Being preoccupied with meaningless things. So determined to turn away from that, we take refuge and put our mind and bodies and actions and intentions and wishes into Dharma. So we take refuge in the teacher and the Buddha, the teachings, and our community that helps us. So we would say this three times. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to aid all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to aid all may I become Buddha. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightened I seek refuge, through giving and other perfections, to aid all may I become Buddha. And then feeling through our request that the Buddhas have all heard us. And they come, and the space before us, and all dissolve into one single Buddha. Dissolves into yellow light and comes to the crown of our head. And enters to the crown of our head and rests on an 8-petal lotus. You can visualize a white lotus. And a white moon in our heart comes to rest on this tiny little drop sitting on that lotus. This little seed in our heart, about the size of a mustard seed, is bright, shining like the light of a nuclear blast. And it shines 5 colored lights all through our body. Focus on our just knowing that that's there. We don't have to really work on it too much. Just there in your heart, and then focus on the breath. Some helps us to let go of other thoughts. So. Pay attention to your belly and imagine that you feel your belly relaxing and opening up. Make sure your pants are loose. Let your belly expand with each in-breath. And with each out-breath, you imagine that that 5-colored light has filled up the body. And with each out-breath, we relax even more. It helps to settle the mind. For some people, it helps to imagine that with the out-breath, the energy of this mental energy can go down through the bottom of the body, down through the base, right in front of the base of the spine. And so with the out-breath, you just imagine all the excited energy is flowing into the earth. Feel the breath and all the pelvic area region expanding, your belly and the front and the back, and then bring your awareness to the middle part of your body, the solar plexus region, the lower ribs, allowing that bit to expand with each breath. So first it goes to the lower, if we think of the torso in three parts, you know, we have the lower belly, the middle part of the ribs around the liver and spleen area. So we fill first the lower bit with the breath, same breath, then the middle part of the body, same breath, and then bring the breath all the way up to the upper part, up under the collarbones, into the armpits and behind the shoulder blades. So the body becomes full of light, full of breath. You may need to breathe longer than usual. And then when you exhale, imagine that it's going down your arms and down your legs and out the crown of your head, so that it begins to make your whole body feel like it's hollow. Check the position of your head so that the back of the skull is opening up. So to that we often have to tuck the chin in a little bit and open up the mouth inside. And feel all your sinuses opening and your eyes and ear, nose sockets opening. Same time we're aware of our toes and our fingertips. So we become aware of the whole body. The rainbow light touches everywhere in the body. And we just have to know it's happening. We don't have to see it or just kind of know it, feel it. we take our attention back to the drop at the heart, our subtle mind. Continuing to maintain part of the awareness in the whole body and its breathing with the light. But then what we'll do is, as we breathe in, imagine that all the blessings of the Buddhas energizes that drop with the inhale. And with the exhale, we go back to the whole body, feeling the exhale go through this whole hollow body, energizing down the arms, the legs, up the crown of the head, maintaining that openness and the rib cage lifted by the breath and the relaxation in the belly. And without verbalizing it, you can feel, you know, as you breathe in, we're energized with the unconditional love of all the Buddhas. And as we breathe out, we relax. And allow ourselves to feel that unconditional love. With the out-breath, it radiates from the heart, sending sensations of relaxation and openness through the body. And if it helps to energize a sense of love, think of someone you really care about and allow that feeling, that emotion, become manifest and energize with every in-breath. So no matter what the analysis is going on, always a part of the awareness is taking care that this breathing and this whole body awareness is happening. So as we sit here, we're completely in this, our inner home, you know. Being aware of the feet and the toes and the knees and the breathing in and out. So now we'll add more to the experience that we add to this. Now we're going to just tell ourselves, we don't have to think about it, but just tell ourselves that all of the imprints in our mind stream, in our nervous system, that limit us, the stories we tell ourselves, the habits that we have, that prevent us from living our fullest potential of being unconditionally loving towards ourselves and all beings. They cause us to be fearful and think of ourselves first all the time. So all of those needs, unmet expectations that leave imprints, all the hatreds, all the limiting factors, all the ignorance of our own body-mind. As we breathe into this hollow body of rainbow light, we're going to imagine that all of those imprints in our energy winds that are living in every cell of our body, as we breathe in, we're going to just, as if this pure mind of love and light and wisdom that abides in the center of our heart, that's one with the absolute nature of reality and one with the Buddha. As we breathe in, we're going to, like, as if that's a vacuum. It's just vacuuming up with the in-breath. Oh, those imprints. And as soon as they hit that very subtle, bright, bright, loving light, they're completely destroyed. And we breathe out pure, radiant wisdom and love to ourselves, nurturing us with everything we need and all the healing that has to happen, all the forgiveness, all the gratitude, all the acceptance. We don't need to think about specifics, just tell the body and it will do its work. But if something specific does come up, then just breathe it in. Feel it dissolving into the heart and just melting into pure, blissful love and acceptance and wisdom. And then with our next exhale, we imagine that not only for ourselves, but for all beings. So that light goes out to all beings, the healing, wisdom, bodhicitta light, and touches all beings. As we breathe in, we're taking all the suffering and dissolving it into our heart, so that that experience of breathing in and breathing out goes out in as far as you can imagine. Don't have to use our intellect for this, just know it's happening. And imagine all those beings become Buddhas. And then dropping the experience of the lights and going in and out, but still feeling this whole body. Imagine that all those Buddhas dissolve back into you, blessing you like a gentle rain, and filling you with even more strength and compassion and wisdom and love, so that your whole body is shining like a lighthouse beacon. And then just for a moment, pay attention to the sense of I and me that's been doing this meditation. And just take, turn around and look at itself and see if you can find that sense of self somewhere residing in the body. It's not in the body, it's not in the mind. And just feel that spaciousness. Feel that even the sense of I is melted into that light. So there's nothing left, just pure awareness of breathing and of love. There's no subject and object, just breathing awareness. Time's up, so we can end our meditation with just a sense of gratitude that we have met with the Dharma and this key to creating inner refuge, a home inside this body, where we can go and let go of all the cares and worries and be free of samsara. It's just a little practice. And feeling gratitude to all the conditions and causes that had to come together for us to be here now together. And we'll do three of Buddha Shakyamuni's mantra, which if you look down, if you open your eyes and look at the page in front of you. Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha. Taya ta. By this virtue may I become Buddha and lead all beings into that enlightened state. May Supreme Bodhicitta not arisen rise and grow, and what has arisen not decline, but increase forevermore. Okay. So thank you for coming. And we have a lunch break, a breakfast break. Okay, kind of. And I haven't given us a specific lunch blessing, but at least food blessing. You can say the Om Ah Hung three times and imagine that all the energy of the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha goes into that food. And then one of the reasons we eat in quiet is so that when you eat your food, you can be mindful. And imagine, so kind of our homework in the break is to remember to feel this bright, just like his t-shirt. He's got the greatest t-shirt, this little thing in his heart shining out, you know. And then every time you eat, that food just turns into blissful nectar and goes down to that drop and continues to energize our Buddha nature at our heart and continues to let the experience of unconditional love go out to beings, and also the sense that this I that we cling to is just an illusion. So if you can remember that while you eat, that's the best way to eat. Of course, we always do everything with this motivation. The reason I'm nourishing myself is so I can realize my full potential and be of greatest benefit to all beings. Okay? So then we'll meet back here at 9:30 and start the 7-point mind training.